This is a replay of the Tuesday night, September 24th, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from One VoIP for the world's best customer service. It's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. If it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine. I've got a couple of starter stories to be sure. This one from South Bend, Indiana. And it was a story where a mother said her daughter was exposed to potential health hazard while smelling a candle at a local discount store. All right. I won't bother to name which one it was, but basically, you know the ones where everything's a dollar or supposed to be. All right. So a woman and her 9-year-old daughter were in the store in South Bend Avenue shopping for a gift, and the child reached for a candle on the shelf. And so she picks up the candle, she tilts it back to smell it, and literally liquid went down the front of her shirt. At first they were thinking, well, it's just water. But as they were walking through the store, they began to notice a foul smell. In fact, the child, the 9-year-old, said, "Mom, my shirt really stinks." Well, it turns out that the discount store is aware of what's going on. Someone is coming in and urinating on the candles. I am not making this up. And so the store manager offered a replacement. And in the process, he's saying, well, you know, this has been happening for over a month now, and we haven't been able to catch anybody yet, and all this. And so the bottom line is that the store is aware that this stuff is on the shelves. Don't they need to at least police their own shelves a little better so that when it happens, unsuspecting customers won't get a douse of someone else's bodily fluids? The police are investigating it, and the woman took her child to urgent care to make sure that she was fine, and she is, which is good news. But the idea that the store knows that there's somebody, they don't know who it is, theoretically not a store employee, but they haven't been able to catch the culprit yet. But the bottom line is that there are a number of candles that have a little more to it than the scent they were developed to have. And so the deal is that the store manager's just saying, well, it's just somebody who doesn't want to pay for the candles. No, it's something much more than that. And it seems to me that somebody should be doing something to someone pretty soon. But in the meantime, beware. Yes, before you lift anything to smell it, beware. All right, so 888-876-5593. And we're going to start it tonight with Lisa. And Lisa is in Dundee. So welcome to WGN Radio, Lisa.
Hi, Raleigh. That is the most horrifying story I've ever heard.
Well, yes. And again, if the store manager was totally unaware of it, I would say, well, they're doing the best they can, and they're obviously going to replace the shirt, and nobody's going to pay for candles. But this guy obviously says it's been going on for over a month.
Don't they have camera footage?
I guess not. You would think so.
I'll bet it's an employee.
You know,
a disgruntled one. But.
Right. I would assume that is the same deal.
Because you're right. If they knew about it, they would have to check those candles at least once a day, but more than that, probably.
Or remove
just to make sure.
Right, or remove them
or
from
remove
the shelves.
Them and put them, exactly.
Yeah.
put them behind the counter or something.
Something, that's right. So, at first I was just looking at the grossness of the story, and then when I realized, wait a minute, they're aware of this and they're not protecting their customers, that's a whole nother level.
And who knows if they're not peeing somewhere else? There's all sorts of...
Well, that's
and plus it's a dollar store. How could they not afford
right.
the candle if it's a dollar store?
Right, right, exactly.
Oh, my
so,
God.
I don't know either, but be afraid, very afraid.
Yes, that is just horrible.
Yeah.
Well, I just had a quick question about your downloads.
All right.
I noticed that I was going to replay one from April,
and
I noticed it.
You're saying there's no link.
It's not there anymore.
Yeah, right.
No.
Well, I'm pulling more and more of them, but at the moment, they're all still online. So I'll tell you the secret, because there is one.
Okay.
And that is, here's how they're listed. It's RaleighStream.net/archives, all lowercase, /.
Okay.
Now, after archives, / Raleigh, capital R, then little O-L-L-Y-E, and then the date in two-digit format. So, like, if it was today's show, it would be 092424, and then MP3.
Okay.
So, the date...
And MP3?
Yeah, they're all MP3s.
Okay.
And so... I will ultimately get them off the server because they're not meant to be there in perpetuity. But for right now, they are absolutely still there.
See, I thought that you went for at least a couple years.
Nah, you know, laziness causes me to do this, but there's absolutely no reason to keep replays up there for a couple of years.
No. But, of course, the one I'm looking for is so important because Johnny D sang a song about me.
All right.
And
so,
I have to be able to pull that up.
Well, I'm going to see if it's there right now. What's the date of the show?
I think it's April 17th.
Right. Okay, so that'd be 041724.
I don't know how to, like, keep that stuff on my computer or anything like that. So I've done it a couple times. You know, I've gone back to that
date.
Yeah,
I don't think it is there.
And then...
Yeah, I think I might have pulled it. Yeah, 041724. You're sure it's the 17th.
No, I wouldn't bet my life on it, but I thought that was what it was.
Well,
unless it's maybe the 7th or
the 17th. Well, I wasn't on the air, so that's why there's no show.
Oh well, then it can't be that day.
No, the 7th was a Sunday. Can't be the 7th.
No.
I was also not on the air on the 16th. In fact, that week, that 15th through the 18th, I wasn't on the air.
Okay, so then it must be the week before.
The week before.
Maybe it was. What about the 7th?
Well, the 7th is a Sunday, so there's not going to be there anyway.
Oh, no.
It was a 9:30 start on the 8th, and on the 9th, there was a full show. So, but you can play with dates.
I think it was like a Wednesday. Because obviously it wouldn't have been on Monday.
Well, it wouldn't be on a Wednesday. Wednesday, it could have been a Wednesday, but that Wednesday, April 10th, was an 8:30 start. But it's still, from 10:30 start for you. But that's still, that's there. Let me check and I'll see if that is there.
I know it was April. I'm pretty sure it was April.
Let's see about the 10th, see what that show tells me. All right.
Maybe he
well,
has
it's there, all right.
Wednesday night, April 10th, WGN show. We started around 10:30. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh
Show. Yeah, the tenth is there.
Well, it's the...
would want to get something
in
writing
from them. It's
like more
than... It's a halfway through or something.
Well, you can play with it, but now you know how to do it with a date, so you'd be going to Raleigh 04/10/24.
I will.
Yeah, and that's there. And the pre-roll...
That was the 10th.
Yeah, that was Wednesday the 10th. But, you know, you can take a calendar and look at all the dates and just punch the dates in there, because they are there. They shouldn't be, but I'm so lazy that it may take me months. So they're there now, and that's... that's the secret to finding them, and that's the deal. And the reason everybody hears a pre-roll on that for one VoIP is these people are kind enough to eat some of the long-distance charges for just out of the goodness of their heart. That is so nice of them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, what I wind up doing is I reimburse them. In fact, I insisted on this. I reimburse them for what they have out of pocket, because for a while they were just paying it. I'm like, no. You do not have to pay for that. So they're my all-time favorite VoIP company. So I put that there. Anyway, that's the deal.
All right. I will replay this little part tomorrow and write down what you said, and then I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, and then, you know, play with other dates if it's not, because if there was a show, that show is still up there, because I just haven't ever gotten around to pulling them. So they're there.
That was definitely, I can almost remember the number, you know, how you, the number on the screen.
Okay.
Within the show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It gives you like minutes.
Yeah.
And but I'll play with it as long as I know how to pull it up.
Yeah. You now do. The world is your oyster.
Perfect.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
I'll talk to you Monday.
All right. Good deal. All right. And speaking of Johnny D, he has sent a WavePad file. I haven't yet played it, but I will. And not only will I, but I'll play it on the air, too. He said he was messing around in the bedroom and recorded a number of songs, and he didn't want to watch every show on Fox News with the lovely and talented Becky, so he decided he'd try to fulfill the promise made to Karen. So if you listen to this, you can see it's just the first take, but I do intend to do it over with more conviction. You can feel free to play it if you want on the show tonight. So we will later, probably sometime this hour, I think. We absolutely will do that. But before we get to Ruth and James, and hopefully you two, wanted to mention the Sea Crane Company, another of my all-time favorites. Yes, there's not a room in my house that doesn't have a Sea Crane radio. And right now, while John is listening to the show, he's listening to it on a CC Wi-Fi 3. And so screening your calls and listening to the stream. And I'll tell you what, you know, I always say that every product that Bob Crane has developed has the world's best reception. And usually I'm talking about AM and FM, obviously. But in this case, this is a Wi-Fi radio with the world's best reception. And what I mean by that is I don't care how paltry your wireless access point is, your little Wi-Fi deal. Well, this will connect. It's just terrific. And it sounds good. There's a speaker built in, and it sounds wonderful. And of course, it's easy to use. In fact, no learning curve at all. I took it out of the box and plunked it down on the desk, and I said to John, here. And he quickly was able to find everything he needed. So you don't sign up for an app. There's no microphone. There's no ads on the screen. There's no monthly fee. It's got a full-size remote control, which is nice, too. And I'll tell you, probably over 30,000 radio stations worldwide, maybe more. Yeah, you'll never leave the house again, right? And of course, WGN as well, and my streams directly from Raleigh.net. So you can go to ccradio.com, look at the CC Wi-Fi 3. It's a wonderful addition. If you want to order it, you can go and do it online, of course, after you read all about it. If you can't go online, well, you probably don't want a Wi-Fi radio, but just in case you do, or if it's a gift or something like that, they've got the world's best customer service, and you can call them at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. Yes, the CC Wi-Fi 3 from the Sea Crane Company. You tell them Raleigh sent you at WGN Radio.
Here's a silly ditty, you can sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, 'cause I just sang the tune. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. I get dizzy, I get numbo when I'm dancing with my jum jum jumbo. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me.
Can she prance up a hill?
No, 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 no.
Can she dance a quadrille?
No. no, 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 no.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's the original, all right. Fortunately, there weren't too many releases of that. Well, 26 of them, maybe that's 26 or 25 too many, I don't know. But this was the first recording, and this was Johnny D's request. And that's Arthur Godfrey with Archie Blyer directing the orchestra in 1947 on Columbia. Now, with that in mind, Johnny D, as you know from his previous email just moments ago, has mailed. He decided to do a version of At the Dock, which Fran might do at some point, Fran and the Seniors as well. But this is the first take, Sans Daughters, who refused to participate, of Johnny D with words by Karen.
I said I'd do it. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. Johnny D's faithful, 100%. Most of the time. Let's go to the dock. Oh, let's go to the dock. Let's go to the dock. They can prod you, they can poke you, and they're really gonna soak you at the dock, 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 dock. Well, it isn't very funny when they get to talking money at the dock. It just blows my mind, cause they rob you blind at the dock, 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 dock. Let's go to the dock, oh baby, let's go to the dock. Let's go to the dock, oh baby, let's go to the dock. They've got a great sensation, it's a brand new medication at the dock, dock, dock. It should get you feeling, shoot.
Oh, God. I guess that's all we got so far. All right. I was really worried there, all right, not having listened to it beforehand, but it turned out to be fine. And I'm sure there'll be more missives from Johnny D any moment, don't you know? Ruth is in Gurnee. Welcome to WGN Radio. Ruth? Ruth, that's your cue. All right, I don't know what happened to Ruth. Well, she'll call back, no doubt. So we'll start in with James's stories, abbreviated versions. Very good, James. How are you?
Fine. How are you? I realized that a couple of the ones I said, oh, this one she might not like. So I said a couple of the extras I had meant for the next day.
All right. All right, well, that's fine. Now, remember to put subject lines on them, because I know you sent something without a subject line, so that just went away.
Yeah, I realized that. Yeah. Said, oh, and I couldn't get to come up with a subject line. I said, isn't that just great? And that one was actually a fairly interesting one. But
well,
I said, well, no subject line.
Yeah.
You can't do much.
Now, I'll tell you what I loved. I'm flummoxed, completely flummoxed. Man is suing Mazda for $5 million. Because depressed brake to start is way too confusing. All right, you know, I very often I'll say, God, don't let them vote. And more recently, I've realized it's God, don't let them drive. And this is case in point. So apparently, late model Mazdas, he claimed, have a potentially dangerous defect. All right, so I had to read this twice to figure out exactly what went wrong. I'm still not 100% sure, but
I read it three times. Fishy.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought something was fishy.
Yeah, it's Joshua and his daughter, and we'll pick it up right after the news to see the dynamic duo who are suing Mazda and are hoping for a class action lawsuit. I am sorry, stupidity is not against the law. Hang on, don't go away. And it's not Mazda's stupidity, I guarantee it. So we'll see what's happening on the world at large. It's blowing up by the moment. And then come back to Fiddling While the Rest of It Burns on WGN Radio.
Sunrise on a tropic isle. Just remember, darling, all the while you belong to me. See the marketplace and old Algiers. Send me photographs and Just remember when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so alone without you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too. Jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember till you're home again.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yes, Patsy Cline's version of You Belong to Me, and that was 1962. It was an album, Sentimentally Yours. It was a cut on that. But that is just such a wonderful song, and Pee Wee King was actually the writer, of course, normally thought of as a pop standard, but yeah, Pee Wee King did that. So there, and it was James on the South Side who had requested that, which is, of course, we're talking with James, that's one of the reasons I played it. So back to James. All right. So you got your Patsy Cline fix for the night.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's move on here again, because, like I said, I had to read the story twice, and then I also had to go online and see what other people were saying and all that to really have it come home. But so it's a $5 million lawsuit against Mazda. And Joshua bought the car 2 weeks earlier. It's a Mazda CX-50. And 2 weeks after having it, he had his daughter drive it. So apparently, the daughter gets in the car, she presses the stop-start button, the display then informed her to depress brake to start vehicle. So she depressed the brake, and she shifted the vehicle out of park. Now, by the way, they say into drive. We know it didn't go into drive. Obviously, it went into neutral. But the vehicle immediately began to roll backwards. She attempted to control the vehicle, pressing the brakes, but of course the power brakes were no longer on, so she seemed to have trouble stopping it, so she did what she thought was the only reasonable thing, and she got out of the car. It's a wonder it didn't roll over her, but nonetheless, she makes it to safety, and the car rolls into a tree. And, of course, Joshua is saying that this is all Mazda's fault, as far as that goes. Now, so you wonder, was she too weak to press the brake all the way to the floor? Did she not notice when she tried to start the car that the engine didn't turn over? Did she not see that she had to be in neutral and not in drive? I guess we'll know during the lawsuit. The complaint wants Mazda to use better communication in the vehicle to tell the customer when the vehicle is in accessory mode or ignition mode, or for that matter, when it's quote-unquote on. I would think it's in one of the two, no matter what, if it is on. But nonetheless, that's the lawsuit, and it hasn't been thrown out of court yet.
Boy. You know, I know okay, at this point, I was reminded of a line that about a movie title that basically they wanted to use for a James Bond movie, and they decided not to use it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you what it was specifically. It was License to Kill. That was the title that was used.
Mm.
Okay, the original title was supposed to be License Revoked.
Yeah.
But because they did a little survey, and they found that most Americans didn't know what the phrase, what the word revoked meant.
Yep. Well, there you have it. And here we are. But you know what this explains so very well? We very often talk about the idiot warning labels that are on products. Now we know why.
Yeah.
So we have a number of other stories that you picked out. Rather than hog the time, what was your favorite out of the recent group?
Okay, I would say the one that kind of, okay, where man accused of using porta potty.
Yes, this is Oklahoma, don't you know? And this was another story, I got to tell you, James. I had to read it a couple times to figure out what was going on here. During the Oklahoma State Fair, in a burst of lack of taste, a local business hosted the Stinking Sentra contest, where competitors could try to win a Nissan Sentra by remaining inside the vehicle. Now, over the course of several days, contestants would receive three meals in the car, various snacks in between them. Everything that goes in the car, including food, must stay in the car until the end of the competition. So if a competitor ate only half of his corn dog, given to him for dinner, the other half has to stay in the car. Now, of course, obviously, after things begin piling up, the car begins to smell. That's the idea. Now, competitors were given 15-minute bathroom breaks where they could get out of the Nissan. I don't know how often, but apparently it was not acceptable to relieve yourself in the car. Well, during one of these breaks, the winner, the guy who turned out to be the winner, allegedly got a cup of poop from a porta potty and brought it back into the car so it would really reek. And the second place contestant, who ultimately had to leave because of the odor, claimed that the company running the competition found the cup of feces in the car but decided not to disqualify the man. So so this is the big deal at the Oklahoma State Fair. Now, I don't know. I don't know how bad anybody would need a car, but this would not be a contest I would be inclined to want to enter.
I would think no. I would like wonder. Okay, what could possess you? But okay, and I said this doesn't make sense. But then again, some things don't make sense, or we might actually go to a Forrest Gumpism here.
Well, but keep in mind,
stupid is a stupid duck.
Yes, but keep in mind, the man won the car. So I'm not 100% sure about that. Now, of course, the websites that you know print these stories all have related articles that they helpfully post. Next-door neighbor poops on car after a night of drinking. All right, not her own car, of course. That is there. And then there was the Florida man who baffles the cops by literally driving a car piled with junk. You'd have to see the car to understand this, but I don't know how we could see out of it. So anyway, as always, a good group of stories. Thanks for keeping them brief.
I was going to say about there was a okay, just in case you were interested, there's a story about the Corvette owners who were auctioning their collection.
Okay, I'll look for that. Good deal. Thanks. All right.
Okay.
So.
Oh, and one. I'll do that another time. I won't do for. I've had my fix up, so I'll wait till tomorrow.
All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it, James. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. It all does make you wonder, doesn't it? All right, so we never did get Ruth back. She wanted to talk about a TikTok story involving a refrigerator. All right. Cindy is in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Okay, well, first of all, before I give you my, song to play.
Oh, I already have one for you, Cindy. You want to hear Bobby Freeman, the original Do You Want to Dance, and it's coming up tonight.
All right, then there's another one, Marty Robbins, The Story of My Life.
Okay, all right.
And then I wanted to tell you there's a new, well, this came out about maybe 7 years ago. There was a new college major, The Study of Stupidity. Did you ever hear about that?
What school was offering this course?
Well, I really don't know. I guess it's the new. I don't remember anymore. I don't think there was any specific school. Mm. Just there's a study of stupidity now.
I see. Occidental College. Occidental. Occidental is a very interesting school all the way around for a lot of reasons. If you're from Southern California, I don't have to tell you. It also is Barack Obama's undergraduate degree there. But yes, it's Stupidity 180. In Stupidity 180,
oh, it's one course?
Yes, it's one course. It's a 100-level class called Stupidity. It's described as a philosophical examination of those operations and technologies that we conduct in order to render ourselves uncomprehending. What it's doing, obviously, is it's examining Nietzsche, you know, and others like him. But so that's all part of the critical theory and social justice program.
But I'm coming clean tonight. I guess I pacify my friends who did a lot of dope in the 70s on Facebook. But anyhow, I'm kind of really bitter about growing up in the 70s with all the, you know, because it was pretty much when I was in high school in the late 70s, drugs were really mainstream. And I'm just, no, I'm just really
okay,
bitter
here,
about
here,
that.
Well, you shouldn't be, because here's the deal. No matter what the time, there were good things happening and bad things happening. And it was up to you to decide what you were going to focus on. Because there,
well, I never even smoked marijuana.
Well,
and
you know, that's fine. So then it shouldn't have affected you at all.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I feel that most people did drugs and alcohol and all that to make friends.
Well,
and my philosophy was, if you, you know, when you end up in Reed Center from ODing on all that, no, none of your friends are going to be there. And I never made many friends because I wasn't a dope addicted alcoholic.
Well, I'm sure that's not the only reason. But here's the deal, Cindy. This is 50 years ago. All right. So here again, you need to join Thinkers Anonymous. Do not worry about things that happened 50 years ago. It is irrelevant at this point.
Well, I mean, the only thing, you know, the people that lived on the northwest side slavened up the whole neighborhood with all the dope and everything, and now they ruin the neighborhood. And
well, then you find another neighborhood. There are so many neighborhoods to go around.
Yes. Drugs are everywhere now. Drugs are just mainstream everywhere. And
you're thinking too much. You got to stop that.
I'm sorry if I ruined your show tonight.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, no, it's always a delight to hear from you. You come up with things that would never enter my mind in a million years. So, no, absolutely, that's fine. I'm just telling you that for your betterment, you need to stop thinking.
Well, I'm just, I guess so, But anyhow, I don't know. I'm just afraid, you know, like, I get like a schizophrenic feeling because, like, a family member that, you know, I have, you know, the one that was diagnosed with cancer, told me that she was addicted to cocaine for 18 months. And I'm like, the only family member that didn't do all that is just everyone. I mean, just, I feel very alone in that.
Well, you shouldn't. And it's a long time ago, and this is now. And a lot of people do not do drugs. So just try not to think at all, or think about something that makes you happy.
Yeah.
In fact, there you go. That's a challenge for you. Next time you call, I want you to tell me what you thought about that made you happy.
Well, at least I could come to the point where I'm admitting that I'm bitter about it, and maybe I could let it go.
Well, let's hope so.
I mean, that's part of the reason I'm bringing it up, to let it go.
All right. Well, very good. I'm glad we had this session together. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
all right, so 888-765-5938-8888, Raleigh. We'll get to Karen, we'll get to Eduardo, we'll get to you on WGN Radio.
Together. on.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that's for Jim in Richmond. Shows you how much we like him. We're never going to play that again. All right, I should explain the bumpers again. We talk about this from time to time, and out of the goodness of my heart, I take some requests, but the idea of the request is if I like them, I play them, and that's the important thing to remember. The bumpers are for me. And that's what enables me to be resilient and do the show and have a good time talking to you. And when I hear things like that, I just want to run away. You know, I don't even want to be here. Yeah, so there won't be anything like that again. So we're going to go back to if you request it and I don't like it, don't ask why, just request something else. Or don't request anything at all. Because again, the bumpers are for me. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And let's see, we've just concluded with Cindy, and that takes us to Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen. Welcome back to WGN.
Hi, Raleigh. I wanted to say thank you to Johnny D. That was really cool.
Yeah.
And you know what was funny? When I would read that to my friends, that's the line I had the most trouble reading.
Oh, really?
So I'm not surprised that he ran into a problem with that.
Oh, that's funny.
And you know another thing, I like that little poem he said before, and you know my brain just lost it. I heard it and I wanted to remember it and I lost it.
Ah, well, I'll repeat it again, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I can look it up too.
All right.
I really appreciated that. It was kind of a surprise.
Yeah. Well, that's the best part.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, and it's fun to share. It's nice to have a group like this, where like a little family, where we can share stuff like that.
Absolutely. Yes, and thanks again for writing it. Classic lyrics.
Well, thank you for encouraging me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll write another one. Between you and Johnny D and Fran and everybody, maybe I'll try it again.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Thank you. And, hey, thanks for the show and for the opportunity for everybody to share and get acquainted. And,
yeah.
You know, it's really cool to turn on the show at night and know you got some friends out there.
Yes, you do. And I'm delighted that you're one of them, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay,
and
thanks.
I'll be praying for you and John.
Thanks. Appreciate that. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And I've been laughing ever since John said it. I had a stroke, you fall down. Yes, I have never been good at walking a straight line. And lately it's been getting even more tenuous. But hey, I'm here and all in one piece. Bruce and Elwood, welcome to WGN Radio. Hey, Bruce. Are you with us?
I didn't hear the name.
Yeah,
I was talking to John. I didn't realize he knew about Mazdas, too. But you can't get the parking brake off of Mazda, the newer ones, the CXs, unless the motor's running.
Oh, that's interesting. So then this guy's...
They have electric...
This guy's lawsuit
yeah.
may be completely bogus, because I know about needing to depress the brake, but that's if the motor is running. I can't imagine what this woman did.
See, I have a CX-30, which
uh-huh.
is just a smaller model of that one.
Yeah.
And... when you start it, of course, you press in the brake, start it, but the parking brake is on, and there's no lever. There's a switch for it.
Okay.
But they're always on every time you start it. You can't change it in the settings. You can't take it off no matter what. And the only two ways, when you put it in gear, some of the newer software, the models, as soon as you put it in gear, it will come out of the, it will turn it off, but it's got to be running. But like mine... if I put it in gear, I have to press on the gas, and then it will jerk and release the brake.
Mm.
I'm in the habit, just because I don't like that.
Hang on
a
minute.
Hold the brake in.
Stay where you are.
Okay.
We're going to leave you in the Mazda.
Okay.
Talk to you right after the news. Don't go away. And now we'll find out what's going on in the world at large on WGN Radio.
Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba.
samba, je prie ton veille, samba, je prie doudou. Mashkinata, un samba como esta ta vega.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it was Dee Dee in Milwaukee who wanted to hear Sergio Mendes' signature song here, A&M 1966, the Brazil 66 album. We played an awful lot of Sergio last week, but not the hit. So, and actually, Mashkinata has an interesting history. There was a guy in 1958, Jose Prades, who had recorded a song on the Tom 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 album, and it was Nanya Emboro. And that was pretty much the melody of Mashkinata. And then Jorge Ben came up with Mashkinata as a song and recorded it in 63 and wrote it, of course. So great song. And then Sergio Mendes, of course, came out with it on the Herb Alpert Presents Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 album and did pretty well. It actually only reached number 47 on the Hot 100, did much better on the Easy Listening chart, but still, it's probably the best-known version of it. And so what's it mean? Basically, don't mention it. No way. You know, that type of a thing. Mas, and it's M-A-S, is different than M-A-I-S in Portuguese. And sometimes I see the title written as M-A-I-S, and that would mean much, but M-A-S pretty means but. Like the preposition. So that's the deal on what it is. So 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, we'll get back to Bruce and Elwood and his Mazda. Yeah, so I was looking again through the internet to see anybody else's opinion, and virtually all of us are convinced that this is a non-issue. This suit needs to be thrown out.
Yeah, it's a... As soon as you show, Mazda doesn't have like a lever for your brake, your parking brake.
Yeah.
As soon as you shut the car off, you put it in park, shut it off, it locks the back wheels with the parking brake.
Okay.
And when you start it, you have a warning that says the brake's on. And either you get it started. If you hold the brake in and put it in drive, then when you touch the gas, it will come off. It will jerk and come off.
Right.
But I'm in the habit, because I don't like that jerk, I start my car, I push the brake back in, and then I there's a switch on the console to unlock the brake.
Okay.
But as soon as it quits running, that brake comes on.
Right. Right. So
I can't
figure it. Yeah, right, exactly. Now, I still can't believe the woman jumped out of the car. You know, that was the part that really blew my mind. Like, you jumped out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I would assume that this is not going to see the light of day, but it proves that just there are too many lawyers. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you know what, Raleigh?
What?
There's too many things on cars, too.
Well, that part is true, and they get more complex by the day. And of course, we're getting closer to drive-by-wire all the way around. I don't know how great that is, but I'll stick with my 1995 Z28. Thank you very much.
did they get that fixed?
Yeah, yeah. It's running
yeah, they'll fix.
Terrific. Yeah. So all's good with it. Was driving it earlier today.
You got to fix when they damage the fender.
Oh, that got fixed a long time ago, yes. But there have been, for a car that's going to be 30 years old in 6 months, there's all sorts of things it needed. But I made sure it got all of them. The only thing that is outstanding now is the door speaker on the radio, and it's unfortunately Bose, has gone out. And in order to do this, you have to replace the amplifier, too, and all this kind of stuff. And so I just, I got to search around for that. And plus, mine has the cassette option, not the CD option, of course, because I trail technology by at least a decade. And so I thought, well, if I do anything, I probably would want to replace it with a Bose CD. So I guess I got to go look at wrecked cars because I refuse to put aftermarket stuff in there that'll mess up the look of my dashboard.
Yeah, yeah. I had a 78 Corvette. I put an Alpine was the big thing back then.
Yep. Yeah, in my 75. Yeah, in my 75 Corvette, I did replace that radio, and I replaced it with a, I think it was a Pioneer, because it was the best AM section I could find. But yeah, it never looked right to me, so I determined right then and there I will never replace anything that's going to mess up my dash.
I have a 79 Vette sitting in my garage right now.
Do you really? How is it running?
It's not.
All right,
I haven't had it running in a while. I'm getting older, and I can't work on them anymore.
Oh, I know.
It's only got 69,000 original miles on it.
Well,
I'm the third owner.
You know, if you ever decided to sell it, that'll bring a pretty penny. But has it gotten electrical cancer yet?
No, it was running good.
All right.
You know what the problem is? The brakes.
That can be fixed. That's actually, you know, there are some things, like I say, you know, just hang your head and give it up. But things like the brakes, that can be fixed.
Oh, yeah. You know. They were bad. I already replaced the calipers once.
Yeah.
Years ago. I mean,
that's easy.
Those years, vets were terrible for the calipers and stuff.
Yeah, but no, that's a fairly easy fix. And, those were still St. Louis built. And I remember that rear differential, whatever the product was, had whale sperm in it, and then they outlawed the whale sperm, the environmentalists or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And finding a replacement was always a bitch, too.
Well, the hard part on that rear end was the yokes would wear.
Yes.
Carried all the weight of the back end.
Yes.
And I had a 67.
Oh.
And it wore so bad I couldn't get it lined up. I couldn't get the back end line. So I had to pull it all apart. And they make yokes with hardened ends on them.
Mm.
Because your actual yokes are running against each other. When you go around a corner, they kind of move at different speeds and they wear.
Yeah, they do.
I'm glad you're going to pick the songs again.
Yeah, right. Well, and I'm up for suggestions, and as long as I don't absolutely hate them. But, yeah, Color My World has just... I broke out in a rash.
Yeah, they're much better, much more enjoyable when you are proving them.
All right. Well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate the call. All right, likewise. 888-876-5593, 888-88-RALEIGH. We will have Jim from Richmond, the happy requester, and Eduardo in Tampa going to talk about the storm. And it's still a tropical storm, Helene, don't you know? But by the time it hits Pinellas County, it'll be a hurricane. Yeah, but probably not till late tomorrow night. But we'll talk about that. See, they're evacuating people in parts of Pinellas and Hernando County, at least. Johnny D, yes. And Leah wants to hear Johnny D's song again, so we'll be playing that. And like I say, Jim's update. And Bonnie has an update with the cicadas. Hasn't that been a mess? So all that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Indeed.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So, it was Linda in Richardson Park who said, can you get me anything by Tito Jackson? And I'd mentioned that I couldn't find anything with the Jacksons where he sang lead. But afterwards, he released a couple of CDs, one in 2016, and then in 2021, he released Under Your Spell. And one of the cuts was, as you just heard, Big Leg Woman. And interesting song, back to the 30s. Johnny Temple wrote it and recorded it. And then Browny McGee had it out in 47. And then a number of others like Muddy Waters. It was kind of a standard. But Tito put it on Under Your Spell. And I thought it was a fine choice. So, yes, Tito Jackson, rest in peace. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And Eduardo in Tampa. So are you prepared?
Oh, yeah, and the kids are happy because they don't have school. Lucky them.
Right. Although they have to make it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in any event, at this point, it's still a tropical storm. And I know and in the Caribbean there, they're expecting that before it actually hits land, it'll be a hurricane. But I was less interested in the winds that it seems like the big concern is water. This one's pretty wet. And I think that's been...
Storm surge.
Yes, I think that's been the issue in Pinellas and Hernando counties. And even down in Sarasota, too. But you're under right now tropical storm warning, but that'll probably turn into hurricane warning by tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, and the last one that came in, I think it went through Big Bend, and now it's going there again. It's like it's picking on them.
Well, you think it's going there. You're going to know more when it gets there. Yeah, Big Ben was a little surprised last time, so we'll see exactly how it makes landfall. And if it doesn't actually make landfall till Thursday night, it should definitely be a hurricane. And if it's Big Ben again, well. We'll see. And of course, when you're talking about that type of surge and rain and water, you can be pretty far from the coast, and you can be far from the epicenter of the storm and still feel a lot of wetness.
Oh yeah, and the wind too. Yeah, we're expected to get even here where I am near Busch Gardens, we'll get maybe 50 miles per hour wind, something like that.
Well, we don't know that. I mean, that's what I say right now. The last I heard, it was in the 60s. But again, it's in the Gulf, and so the buildup is going to come throughout the day tomorrow before it hits landfall, and this could easily be over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a Category 3.
Yeah, well, we'll see. And again, like I say, I'd worried more about the water damage in this than the wind at this point. But of course, you know, they have minds of their own, and a lot of times things that are predicted is not the way it plays out.
Yeah, I've been seeing the cars lining up like a parade, getting their sandbags.
So okay,
they're getting ready.
Yeah,
seniors go first. I like that. Seniors go first.
And there you go. And, of course, the big deal is if it's a mandatory evacuation zone, evacuate. You know, some people don't, and that's always interesting. So we'll...
Definitely.
We'll see. But, yeah, I expect Big Bend area will, you know, see well over 100 miles an hour by the time it hits there. And, you know, like I say, we'll see. I never totally trust where they think it's going to make landfall because it may or may not. But you'll get a lot of rain, that's for sure, and especially Thursday.
Yeah, there's a guy on, I think it's the Tampa ABC. I think his name is Dennis Phillips.
Okay.
He does a good job with the weather. He's my favorite weather guy since I've been here.
Okay. Yeah, well, and they certainly play it up. You know, there'll be no shortage of information.
Oh, no, and the Weather Channel, I mean, the Weather Channel that they are, it's like 100% on that right now.
This is fertilizer for the Weather Channel. They live for things like this, you know. So, course, like I've mentioned many times on the Weather Channel, there can be something that only one block is completely destroyed, but they will show pictures of it from 47 different angles. You'll be convinced an entire county is gone. So,
That's why they like the Weather Channel, because you get to... it's almost like Google Maps Live. You get to see the different neighborhoods though, of different cities. I think that's why it's so popular.
So, interesting. The Weather Channel's always been popular, even when it first started, and it was 24 hours of weather. You know, now they have features and things like that. But originally, it was just wall-to-wall weather forecasts. And I think what nobody expected, everybody thought that people would watch it as a utility, like you turn on the forecast or whatever. But they found there were a number of people who were listening for hours at a time. And, they had all their favorites, like Dave Schwartz did overnights. And what was the other gal's name? Sadly, he's dead, and so is the other gal who was Ninja Weather Girl. I forget what we called her. But anyway, they had absolute favorites and fan clubs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and now they got a lady, I forgot her name, but she does, travel treks for different places.
Yeah.
She visits different, yeah. So
right.
Now it's become like a... semi-travel.
Well, and they started to do that. They would have like a travel report, sponsored by Michelin of all things way back when. But
okay.
Sure, yeah. But now they also have the features, you know, the hour-long shows or what have you. So, like I say, this is fertilizer for them. It doesn't get better than a hurricane.
Yeah. Oh, let me request a song here. I know you've been playing Sergio Mendes, the Piano Lady. Alien Alias,
mm-hmm.
Enchanted Place is the name of the song.
Okay, Enchanted Place. All right, you will get it tomorrow night.
All right,
thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Yep.
All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, going to take a look at the news, going to get back to Jim in Richmond coming up. And yes, we will play Johnny D's song again. And we got Johnny D, we got Leah and Bonnie. All right, on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that is Robin Luke, 1958, on Dot. He was in high school at the time in Honolulu, Punahou. I think that's also where Obama went, but nonetheless, that's where he went for sure. And Kimo McVeigh found him and pressed it locally, and then as it started to do well in Honolulu, K-Poi, things like that, it wound up on Dot. So Randy Wood put it on Dot. In fact, Randy Wood really did his best to have follow-up records because this actually sold over 1 million copies, and it's a pretty simple song. Well, unfortunately, it didn't work out for him. And so it is a one-hit wonder if there ever was one, and that's all right because Robin Luke wasn't planning to pursue a music career anyway. In fact, I think that even his part-time venues quit pretty much by 65, and he still performs occasionally in rockabilly. He's in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame, but mostly he made his living as a college professor. He got his PhD at University of Missouri Columbia, and served in Old Dominion and others, and founded the marketing department at Missouri State. So I think he retired from everything about 12, 13 years ago, but he's still with us. All right, so that was courtesy, let me see who requested that, of Jack in St. Charles, who wanted to hear that. So now he has. All right, 888-876-5593. Jim is in Richmond. So Jim, welcome back to WGN. Let's have the update.
if you're talking to me after playing Color My World.
Well, I told you I'd do it for you. I'll never do it again, but okay. I'll absolutely. Well, see, I've done something for you, Jim. All right, so now, how you feeling?
No, actually, I'm 0-3.
Okay, yeah.
And I apologize to you and your listeners. I'm not requesting any more songs.
Okay. Well, it's still great to hear from you, so tell me the latest.
Right. Okay, I told you about the COVID bill and everything from the insurance company.
Yes.
I called them up. I think it was today. I talked to them today.
Uh-huh.
And the $300 charge for May of 23. And I told them, you know, that the government said this and that. I found out that it wasn't from the whole hospital stay was paid for. There was five doctors, and it was all paid for.
Okay.
So then I had that $300, and I go, well, what's the $300? And she's looking and looking and looking. What happened was I went to the emergency room 2 days before I was hospitalized, and I was in there, and they said that, we no longer treat COVID here. And they sent me home. And they told me to take Tylenol and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's when I got really sick and then took the ambulance and went back there.
Right.
And that's when they hospitalized me. Well, the $300, they said, was a co-payment for services rendered in a special room. And I sat here all day today trying to remember what special room was I in, you know, for that emergency room visit.
Right.
So then I got, never mind, I threw my hands up. And then I said, okay, how about the $391 from August? And they go, oh, the $300 is your co-payment for the nuclear medicine from the stress test.
That doesn't sound right.
And I've never heard of co-payments.
Let me ask you, you have Medicare, right?
I have Medicare and I have Humana.
Okay, now is that Humana a Medigap policy?
No, that's regular. It's called Medicare Pro or something like that.
Yeah, right. But what I mean is, it's a plan, and you should get numbers like a G or an F. Or do you know what plan you have?
Well, mine starts with an H.
Okay.
The plan number starts with an H.
Well, it would be just an H. All right. It's not Medicare Advantage, right?
Yeah, it's a Medicare Advantage.
Oh, it's Medicare Advantage. Now, here's your problem.
Right.
And that with Medicare Advantage, that's run like an HMO, and you have mm-hmm. to adhere to whatever their little rules and regulations are. So, sometimes it means a pre-authorization. Other times it means using this type of a provider, that type of mm-hmm. Of thing. And so I'm just wondering, like with this copay, how that came about.
Right, and that's what I was trying to get out of her, because I had to pay a $125 copay just to get in the hospital. But they're saying that's a co-payment for services.
Well, see, if it's an Advantage plan, I wouldn't think there should be that.
Right. That's what I was getting at.
Were you talking to Humana?
Yeah, I was talking to the billing department.
Right, at Humana. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I just threw my hands up,
Well, I guess the one thing I think you should do is, do you have a copy of your policy?
Oh, I probably do, and I just got to the book today in the mail for the changes for next year.
Right.
But I can't read it.
I know. And they should.
They don't send you a policy because this is like the fourth year I've had it. Next month I will get a card saying I'm already signed up for next year and I didn't even approve anything.
Right.
So.
Right.
But I just throw my hands up on that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And so then I called, text Miami, and they said they're watching everything and see what happens, and they'll pack up the car and go if they have to. But, and then I was going to ask I was going to ask how's Eduardo, because I thought I was going to get on earlier.
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Your family is going to do better than Eduardo, because this will not
storm surge.
Well, it will not make landfall in South Florida. It's going to be further north.
Right.
You know, they'll get some water, obviously, and they'll get some wind, but I don't expect it's going to be too bad.
And then my major thing that happened is my next-door neighbor, who's slightly disabled, he does my lawn for me. And then for him, I do a couple of loads of his laundry.
Okay.
So I have a 12-year-old Maytag front loader.
Yeah.
So put in his clothes.
Yeah.
Started the washing machine, and it stopped with an E2 error.
Oh, no.
And all his clothes, and the door was locked. I had to figure out how to unlock the door to get his clothes out. They were all totally soaked, and he's ticked off at me because his clothes are all soaked.
Okay.
And then, so then today I tried, then I ran it empty, and it ran through the whole cycle. So then today I put two towels in there, and it stopped again with an E2 error. So I tried Sari like crazy for two days now to find out where I can call Maytag to find out what it is. And I couldn't get her to give. Finally, I says, give me the corporate office. Uh-huh. And then me trying to read what came up, you know, on the phone. And they said it was a button that said call. So I pushed that button, and they go, you have called an empty number.
Oh, geez.
So now,
I'm gonna find a number for you. But now, E2 is only part of the error, and
well, it says my friend from, because he came over from next door. He said, "Oh, I see flashes E2 and F2."
Yeah, F2. Okay, good. Okay, that's what I needed. The F2 E2, because they all mean different things. But what it means is with F2 E2, there's an issue with the connection between the main power relay control board and the display interface control board. So the easiest way to remove that is to reset the appliance. If you turn the washer off for 5 minutes before turning it back on again, the code should not be showing. And if it is, then you've got to get a technician in there.
Right, because what the problem is I have it in my bathroom, which is real tiny, and it took them, when they installed it, 2-3 guys to get it in, because there's like a quarter of an inch on one side of the washer and a quarter of an inch on the other side of the washer, and they're stacked.
Yeah.
And if they would come out for service, they would have to lift off the dryer.
Yeah, and they could.
Then,
by the way, they could do that.
Pull it out.
That's okay. They can do that.
Right.
But there's a number of E2 errors, and so the F code is probably what narrows it down to what you're dealing with on it. But it sounds, it's not the one I wanted to see, frankly. I was hoping you'd have an F0 E2, which would tell me there was excessive amount of suds, or there's others that just an F3 E2 tells you that the door's not locking properly. But what you've got is an F5 E2. I mean, what you've got is going to be a problem where the F2 E2 is where, and you had F2 E2, right?
Well, that's what my neighbor was telling me.
Well,
can't see
the other thing is I saw another site that said F2 E2 could mean that the hot and cold water hose inlets are not installed properly. But bottom line is, you want to call and get this repaired. At 12 years, you're not under warranty, unfortunately.
So. And then Sari gave me a phone number, and it turned out to be a service center in Chicago Heights.
Okay. Well, did someone answer?
I live in...
Did someone answer, though?
Chicago Heights Vet Center on Dick...
What did you say?
Did you ever get a person when you talked?
No.
Okay.
Because they said leave a voicemail and for service. Right. And I left a message and never heard back from them, because they must have saw my 608 area code and said, I'm not calling him, you know.
Yeah, well, I see some authorized repairs in, like, Madison and things like this, but I'm going to hang on a minute. Let me see if I can find the closest to you. Don't go away. All right, we'll try to pick it up right there on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, 1958, Bobby Freeman. That is the original, Do You Want to Dance? And Cindy in Chicago wanted to hear it, and now she has. And we're talking to Jim in Richmond. All right, I found out a couple things. Firstly, Sears Home Services has Maytag appliance repair, and I can give you an 800, actually it's an 870 phone number if you want to call them. And I will in a minute. But the other thing is I looked at Maytag, and what they're saying, the average out-of-warranty repair estimates for a washer is between $215 and $385, and you can go ahead and find repair people. I mention that because, like, if you talk to these Sears people and it's not in that range, you know that probably you're being ripped off. So
right, there's no Sears
there's no Sears anywhere anymore. There doesn't have to be. See,
right.
That's the beauty of this. I think, and I could be wrong, but I think that they're coming from Janesville. So which is all right. So let me find that number again because I just lost it. And you can at least call them and see what they say.
Right.
And they call it like Maytag Repair Guy, and it's part of Sears Home Services. And the phone number is 870-729-1481.
I wrote that down.
All right. Thank you. And you can ask them. And if it's out of whack, or if they say we don't come to where you are, ask them for a referral. And I found a number of others like Madison and places like that. You know, there's also private stuff like D&P Appliance Repair, family owned and operated in Janesville, Wisconsin, for over 30 years. And they travel. Let's see how far they travel because they are in Janesville. And
I'm only 16 miles away from Janesville.
So let me look for a contact number for D&P Appliance Repair, and let's see how we can do on that too. Of course, they want to give me their address and they want to do everything. Oh, here's their phone. Okay, area code 608.
Mm-hmm.
752.
Yep.
2130. You might call them first. If it were me, that's probably what I would do.
Right.
So check it out.
What were the last numbers were 2730?
No,
2130. Yeah, because I write.
I write with
a black pen.
Yeah.
I went on Home Depot to see what a new washer costs. These two I bought 12 years ago, mm-hmm. and they were $279 each.
Yeah.
And I looked at a new one at $648 okay. was the cheapest one I could find.
Right, but here's a deal on appliances like at Home Depot. There's basically only twice a year that you buy them. Right around 4th of July, you'll get them like 50% off. And then also around Thanksgiving, you can get them at about 50% off. The rest of the time, I wouldn't pay it no matter what. But this is something that I don't think you can wait until November. So,
Here's the funny part. I told you about my friend, and she's tomorrow she's taking me to get Bear's haircut, and she takes me every Wednesday to go shopping for a week. I told her that the washer machine was broken, and she goes, "What are you going to do?"
You're on your own. You're getting the message, and you're going to be fine.
Getting the message.
Right, and you're going to be...
After 20-some years,
it's okay.
I'm getting the message.
Right.
You're on your own.
Right, and you're going to be fine without her. We're going to make sure you are. The news is coming up, so I'm going to go, but let me know tomorrow how it went with D&P, what they said to you.
Right, and you pick a song and then dedicate it to me.
All right.
I'm not picking it anymore.
Okay, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll pick one that I like.
Right.
All right, good deal. Thanks.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
My pleasure. So we've got another hour to spend, and we will right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, I always thought I was a Nashville group, but they actually were from Shreveport, Louisiana. Mark Mathis and Dean Mathis, they were brothers, and Larry Hanley. And then they did ultimately move to Nashville, but originally Shreveport. And that was on Hickory, 1964. And that was yet another request from Jack in St. Charles. So, 888-876-5593. Now, before I do anything else, since Leah requested it, I will again play Johnny D's missive, including with a preamble, which Karen wanted to hear again.
I said I'd do it. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. Johnny D's faithful, 100%. Most of the time. Let's go to the dock. Oh, let's go to the dock. Let's go to the dock. They can prod you, they can poke you, and they're really gonna soak you at the dock, 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 dock. Well, it isn't very funny when they get to talking money at the dock. It just blows my mind, cause they rob you blind at the dock, 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 dock. Let's go to the dock, oh baby, let's go to the dock. Let's go to the dock, oh. Baby, let's go to the dock. They've got a great sensation. It's a brand new medication at the dock, dock, dock. It should get you feeling. Shoot.
It's just great. And Johnny D will have another take on that, and we'll be talking to him in a moment. But Leah wanted to hear it, and now she has. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. How are you?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
Okay. Yeah, that was interesting.
Well, I'm sure we're going to get a part two of this. And what I was thinking is, you know, Fran and the seniors wanted to do it, but she couldn't find any seniors. So maybe I need to mail Johnny D's version when he gets all the lyrics together, mail it to Fran for the background.
Yeah, all that right. would be a good idea.
All right, well, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see if she's up for it.
I was thinking me and Fran could have done something with it if we knew, like if we were up on technology and knew how to do that. But, like, if we live closer together, we could figure it out. But we can't, like, we're not technology whizzes, so.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
We don't know how to do, like, overdubbing and stuff, you know. Like, I mean, sure, Albert could figure it out, but he, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know.
Well, it's something to think about.
It's something. There was a meme I wanted to send you, but I know you get so many emails. I didn't know if you would get it. It was on Facebook. It was a little cat, someone holding a plastic bag, you know, just like a regular grocery bag, with a cat in it, and the little face was sticking out, and above it said DoorDash Ohio.
Oh God! Oh God! That's hilarious.
It's horrible.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious.
That was funny. I thought you'd enjoy it. And then there was this other one with this little cartoon bunny, and I did send it to you, but I don't know if you got it. It was a little cartoon bunny, and he had a real look on his face like he was straining really hard, you know?
Okay.
And then it's at the bottom it said, overthinking.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I'll have to look for that. I did not see it, but I will look for that.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's all I had.
Well, very good. Always good to hear from you. Thanks.
Thanks for playing the song again.
Oh, my pleasure. All right. And I know there will be another part coming up soon. And speaking of that, our artist of the hour, Johnny D, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you, Raleigh. Wisely laughing at me.
well, your ending did have a lot of humor to it.
Yeah, didn't it? I played that for the lovely and talented Becky before, I sent it to you. Because I was in the, we were in the living room, you know, earlier today, and, you know, I'm watching all the stuff on Fox, you know, and she's yelling at the TV, And then I got done watching Laura Ingraham, I think it was, Laura Ingraham show, and then I told her, I'm going to do something.
Okay.
Because I thought, let me go try to do this song, you know, because, she goes, well, Jesse Waters coming on your favorite. I said, yeah, well, all right, whatever, you know. I got out of it. I couldn't stand it no more. I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so then, I came in here. But first, before I get to that, Roy, I'm listening to your other callers, and let me say this. Firstly, what you were talking about, Bose, I got me a Bose Bluetooth.
Uh-huh. All right?
And the darn thing stopped working. Remember when we had that surge, what it was a few months ago?
Okay.
Yeah, the darn thing stopped working.
Mm.
And so I had to call them. Mm. My brother gave me the number.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made me push all these buttons, on the top and do different, and it started working again.
All right.
And yeah, I'm going to listen to it after I get done with you because I don't have it on right now.
Okay.
But anyhow, and then. Oh, yeah. And then the guy that was talking about Mazdas, you know?
Yes.
And I thought to myself, and I can honestly say, I'm 72, and I've never owned a foreign car in my life.
Okay.
You know that?
Very good.
I've never owned anything other than American cars, American brand name cars. And mostly from 1970 on, they were mostly General Motors cars.
Well, yeah, which you had self-interest in that, of course. You were working there.
And not only that, I got a GM discount.
Well, and see that? And, you know, actually, all of my cars have been GMs as well.
Well, there you go. I mean, I've never had, and you know, people that, there was guys years ago when I was working, they'd drive a Toyota out there, you know, to the parking lot. They come out of work, they'd have like four flat tires.
Well, yeah. I understand that completely. Now John's not quite as patriotic as we are. He has a Jaguar and has had Mazdas. But other than that...
I mean, come on, Raleigh. If I can afford a Jaguar, but I'd take a Jaguar.
But other than that, most of his have been GMs as well. Buicks, Riviera, and some right. other. Yes, absolutely. I miss Oldsmobiles.
Oldsmobile Buicks.
I like the original Toronado in 66 with
Toronado.
With front wheel drive and that wonderful speedometer where the dial was
with the rich Corinthian leather. What was that?
I don't know. That was later.
It was a Chrysler.
Yeah. Yeah, but no,
I had one of those.
No, I've been GM all the way, but I loved that Toronado, and I also had a couple of affairs with 442s, and I liked those too.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, I never had one of those because I didn't. Mm. But, okay, so there's that, and then I just real quick before I get to the song, and I'm going to do that quickly too. When you're talking to Jim, well, firstly, I've been here about 5 years in this new house, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the lovely gentleman, Becky, went and bought a new washer and dryer.
Okay.
All right? Because we left the old ones at the other house.
Yes, of course.
And you know what? I've never even turned them things on since I've been here.
Well, you don't have to. You've got Becky.
Right. But there's I can't say that because there's times they say, if you're going downstairs, empty the dryer into one of these little plastic baskets, And I've done that. Mm. And then I bring them upstairs for her.
Yeah.
All right, but here's the other thing.
Yes.
So also with Jim.
Yes.
You know, I'm looking at my cards here. You're talking about the health insurance stuff. I got a UAW retiree medical benefits trust, United Healthcare, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it says down here at the bottom, what the hell? What was I looking at? Oh, yeah, United Healthcare. United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage PPO. And then it says plan pays up to Medicare limiting charges. What the hell does that mean?
Well, and that's okay that it does that, and I'll tell you in a minute what that is. But the important part to find out in this is whether you have deductibles. I assume you don't have copays.
Well, not to interrupt, but I got copay. PCP, $10.
All right.
SPEC, $20.
All right.
ER, $50.
When you're talking about any of the supplementary policies to Medicare, Medicare governs. And what this means is if you go somewhere to a doctor or a hospital that takes assignment, Medicare determines what the price of the service is. So if the doctor charges $1,500 and Medicare says it's worth $792, well, that's all the doctor will get. Now, from Medicare, you only get 80%. Your Medigap policies or your Advantage policies pay the other 20%. But some of those policies also come, like in your case, with copays or deductibles. And so that's what it's about. But in terms of you were asking what it meant in the first part, Medicare governs the prices, and the provider, if they accept assignment, cannot charge more.
Oh. So, okay.
Now,
just wanted to run that by you.
That's all it is.
You know,
if they don't accept assignment, and that's why it behooves you when you're going to go to a hospital or when you're going to go to a doctor to find out if they accept Medicare. Because if they don't accept Medicare, that's fine. You can still apply for reimbursement, but they're not governed by the Medicare rates. So if you look at Medicare sends you the statements quarterly to tell you how much they paid on your behalf. And if you look at it, it might say provider charged $2,200, Medicare paid $6.87. You know, it's not really that bad, but you know what I mean. And then it'll also state whether or not you're responsible. Now, if it says you're responsible, again, the portion you're responsible for is handled through your Medigap or Advantage plan. And then each plan has a different scenario in terms of what your deductibles and copays are.
Well, you know, I'm with this UW Retired Medical Benefits Trust,
right.
And they handle. I mean, I don't know. Well,
right.
You know that stuff.
Well, absolutely.
Because whenever I go and they say, well, give me your, you know, your stuff.
Right.
You know, the nurse. So I give them that. I give them that United Healthcare.
Right.
And then I give them my Medicare health insurance.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But
part
see,
A, medical part B.
Right, but
and then I got the C for the drugs.
Right. No, you got the D for the drugs. The C is your Advantage plan.
I don't even know about C.
Yeah, that, no. If it says Advantage anywhere on it, that's part C. Now you
Advantage?
See Advantage. Yes, and some people don't want to deal like
on my
on your United Healthcare. They're running a PPO Advantage plan. That's what your card told me.
Yeah, Medical Advantage PPO.
Right, and so that's...
Right,
that's...
Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage PPO.
Right. And so Advantage is managed care to a degree. They also have Advantage HMO. I'd stay away from that. But in any event, anytime you're dealing with a Medicare Advantage plan, it's known as Medicare Part C.
Okay.
All right.
Now, so like I said, I come in here because I was thinking, well, let me try that, you know, for Karen, you know, because I told her I was going to do it, and then I kind of been feeling bad about it, you know, all this time. You know, so I said, well, let me try it. But you know what happened? So then when I got to the last verse, I had it, the email you sent me, I saved it.
Yeah.
Folder called the Raleigh James stuff.
Oh, God.
Raleigh James stuff.
Okay.
And I sent it to that. You know,
right.
I set it in there. And then I went to that. I pulled it out. And then I had it on my tablet, which is only an 80-inch screen.
Right. So that was below the screen. I understand.
Yeah. So then I'm trying to enlarge. I turned it sideways, make it bigger, you know.
Yes.
And I'm singing into my phone, which is like 10 years old or something.
Yes.
I've got to get a new phone, man. And, I'm singing in it, and I'm looking at the screen. I got it on this little stand, you know, this tablet. And then I was trying to swipe it up, and I went too far, and I lost the lyric. You know?
Right, exactly.
And then that's when I went, oh, shoot.
Right.
Get there, you know. But anyhow, that's the story on that.
Right.
So that's what's up.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling,
bye-bye.
And thank you for singing. Okay, bye. So, 888-876-5593. Oh, we've got Jan, we got Laura, we got Bonnie. Bonnie's going to be next. She's been waiting a long time. And Sherry and the news coming up in moments here, actually, on WGN Radio.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's Paul Simon, 1986 on Warner Brothers. You can call me Al, and Linda in Richland Park wanted to hear that. It's interesting, never liked any of the Simon and Garfunkel stuff, but Paul Simon's earlier stuff as a kid, when he was Jerry Landis, or the later stuff, when he was just Paul Simon, loved it. And Linda in Richland Park did as well. So, Bonnie and Butternut, are you still with us?
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you? What's going on with the cicadas?
Well, I was down in the Schaumburg, Illinois area, which is really just a few miles from where the WGN aerials are.
Yep.
And I was very surprised at what the cicadas have done to the trees in the western suburbs of Chicago. Most of the limbs are just down to bare. They're just like they're dead.
Oh.
And the ones that have leaves on it, it's too early for the, because they haven't had a hard freeze. The leaves that are existing on the trees are all, you know, golden and brown and starting to fall.
Oh.
And it's very ugly, and it's surprising that what the cicadas have done, and they're still fighting the mites. And so I just wanted to keep you abreast of the cicadas, the noises, and et cetera.
Well, I'm glad you did, but now fighting the mites aren't good for the trees either.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But of course, I can't see that. I'm just seeing, you know, the aftermath of them all.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
And there were people waiting for this. Yeah.
Well, there's that one lady that has been on all the programs that have collected thousands of them. Why? I have no idea.
Because she's out of her mind. Yeah.
I guess. And then I have one request, if you like it.
All right.
The song Waves.
Oh, Antonio Carlos Jobim. Antonio Carlos Jobim. Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, the Jobim album, the instrumental on that in A&M, one of my all-time favorite songs. So I'm going to play that for you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right.
You.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And I have two Camaros sitting in the garage.
Oh, tell me about them. Are they Z28s?
I don't know what they are.
All right.
There's a 67 ragtop.
Yeah.
That's on blocks. That's not running. And then an 84 or 85 that is running.
All right.
So,
well, very nice.
Those are my husband's babies.
Oh, I don't blame them. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. And have a good evening. And
you too.
Good luck to the gentleman with his washer. And
Jim. I'm looking forward to that call tomorrow night to see how they treat him at the repair place.
Now, will you have a full show tomorrow night?
Yes, I will. I will. But, you know, I'm glad you asked. As far as I know, I have a full show. And in the first hour, Fred Bronston, an old friend of mine from my Billboard days, is going to join me because he wrote a book called Rock in the Kremlin. David Junk was a kid from Ohio who wound up in the Soviet Union running record labels. And it's one of the more fascinating stories I've ever heard.
Well, and tell the gentleman in Wisconsin with his bills from the hospital, just keep calling the billing and just keep asking questions, because half the time these bills come before they've gone through the insurance.
You know,
and they cross in the mail, and people are anxious to pay them, and it's not due yet, so...
Well,
you know.
Right. And not only that, insurance companies that deny, I'm not going to name names here, but some of them will let you call over five times where they'll deny it. And then on a sixth time, they pay it.
You have to be persistent.
Yes, you do. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Well,
thanks.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Okay, bye.
Good night.
So, indeed, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And Laura is in Willowbrook. Laura, what's up?
Hey, Riley. I just had something so odd to happen to yesterday. I had to tell you about it.
All right.
Have I ever mentioned my dog, Cotton?
Yes.
Okay. As I wanted to just make sure that you know, every time I'm listening, he always is, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he just has a smile on his face, and he just really enjoys your show.
That's so nice. Woof to Cotton. Woof, woof. All right.
Okay. Well, yes, as usual, we went on one of our three walks.
Yeah.
To park sometimes, and in this particular case, we went to a park by a school. So we go there a lot. It's like 8:30 at night, and that's not unusual. I was there with the guy friend of mine and Cotton and myself, and I says, as long as we're here, it's like, I'm going to use the human bathroom, otherwise known as the outdoor porta potty.
Oh God, okay, so, you brave soul.
So I see if he wants he doesn't like to necessarily be alone, so I'm like trying to get him to come in. He's like, no, I'm not coming in.
Yeah.
So he stays out. I'm not in there but a minute. All of a sudden, I hear this big yelp. I'm like I've never heard
before.
Oh,
no.
Thought, oh, my God, what did he do, get run over? I'm
oh
like,
my
what
God.
The heck happened?
Yeah.
So I peeked out the door, and I'm looking, and he's limping.
Oh, no.
And I thought, I didn't see no dogs. I didn't see no cats. I'm thinking coyote or, you know, some big animal. So he was limping, but I didn't see any, you know, what happened.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, okay, this is weird. He's just limping, but as we're going along, he's walking around the park, and I get under the light, and he gets in the car. I says, oh, look at his back. He's bleeding a little bit on his back.
Oh, no.
I thought, oh, that's weird. I thought, oh, and this is, okay, mind you, I don't care if you're human or animal, trying to get somebody at 9:30 at night. It's like it's an emergency thing.
Yeah.
Trying to find an emergency vet was
right.
An adventure.
Right, yeah, but you usually can so, if you're persistent.
Yeah, yes. So we go to the vet, and I told him what happened. I says, well, I think it's a, I don't know, a coyote or a who knows what. Because they are seen in the area of the
right,
wild animals.
Right.
So they're looking at him. They says, oh, he's got 2 puncture wounds. I thought, oh,
no
wonder he's bleeding.
From yeah. What?
So, well, that's what I tried to figure out. So we were there for so long because there was, unfortunately, a lot of animals ahead of us. And then they looked as he was, they were treating him. They said, oh, here's another puncture wound.
What?
So he had 2 puncture wounds on top of his back.
What was this?
A puncture wound by his paw. Well, you know what? We were at a, I says, I called today and I said, you know, what kind of animal could this be? I says, sometimes, you know, they can tell by the bite or something,
right,
like what might have
right.
happened. So I don't know if when they bite, that can be considered a puncture wound. I called them today and I says, can you tell me what animal this was? They says, you know, it doesn't even necessarily really look like an animal.
What?
They says, they think he might have run into one of the pieces of playground equipment. You know how they got pieces
oh,
of metal?
Yeah.
And it could have gotten embedded in him and got out. So
oh.
I thought, well, it kind of makes sense because we did not see any animals before or after, but oh my gosh, it was so scary. I thought, oh my God, my dog got run over.
Yeah, or something, or shot, or who knows, violated in some way. Wow.
Yes. So he's on medications, and he's got to wear one of those cones around his
right,
head.
Right,
so
the cone of shame. Yes, the cone of shame, of course.
Yes. But I just wanted to let you know, Cotton's doing fine, and
good.
He's listening to your show as we speak.
All right, Cotton, rest easy. Oh, man. And the worst part is that you're in the porta potty. There's not much you can do for a few seconds there. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Man. Yeah, no thank you. All right, what a story.
All right, have a good night.
You
Raleigh.
Too. All right, we're going to get to Jan in Lake Villa and Fran and Austin and Sherry in Naperville on WGN Radio.
Well, you know you took my
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Early Mary Wells. Bye Bye Baby, 1961 on Motown. Brian and Joliet wanted it. Now he's got it. All right, so we have Jan in Lake Villa, if she's still with us. Jan, you still hanging in there?
I'm still here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I have a suggestion for James in Richmond, plus anyone that has a problem with anything that's electronic.
Yeah.
We got the Ting from our insurance company where you plug into your any place in the house, and with the smartphone, it will tell you the difference in what kind of electricity you have, where it will vary.
Sure.
So what James might want to do is unplug the washer and leave it unplugged for 10, 15 minutes and then plug it back in.
That's a good idea.
And that also goes for anything that you might have that's electronic that you're having trouble with.
That's a real good idea.
Because just turning it off doesn't do it, because you still have electricity running through it.
Of course you do. No, that's a real good idea. It might, you know, sometimes it doesn't resolve the problem, but if it does, it saves you a lot of time and money.
Right. And
yeah.
You never know. Sometimes it does work.
Yeah.
And you just don't know, because it's amazing. We check it just about every day, and there's been times when there's been a loss of power, and you don't even know it, because they change it so fast, you don't realize that the power actually went down, but they transferred, and you don't even realize it.
Yeah, you're lucky when you're in an area like that with the soft switches. But yes, absolutely, power can fluctuate, and that's a great idea.
Yeah. So hopefully that'll, you know, help.
Yeah.
At least it will eliminate that problem.
Yes, it will. Thank you for calling, and thank you for waiting.
Well, I just hope it works for him.
Me too.
Money's tight for everybody, and it's a shame to spend that kind of money and find out that's what the problem is.
Yes, isn't that the truth? All right, well, we'll hear tomorrow night. Hopefully he'll try it. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Good night.
All right.
Bye.
So, Jim, hopefully you're still awake and still listening. That's a good idea. Unplug it from the wall entirely. And, you know, rest it about 10 minutes or so, plug it back in, and see if there's any improvement. Fran in Austin, welcome back to WGN.
Hey, Raleigh. Yes, that is good advice. We do that on a lot of our things. And then, like, I have a lot of things that are flat panel, and so I have to count how many times up I press the arrow.
Yes.
And I lose count. So it's just, okay, unplug it, plug it in again.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hopefully it will revert, you know, back. I can't do that with the oven or the stove.
No, not easily.
Turn it off.
Yeah, not easily. But, you know, it's interesting. In the last couple of days, I have had things fail because of batteries. And, of course, I'm obstinate, so I say to John, no, it's not the batteries. And, like yesterday when he was screening calls, all of a sudden, keyboard's not working. He said, maybe it's the batteries. Oh, it's not the batteries. Well, it was the batteries. So I don't know what's going on, but in the last week, I've had like four different things fail because of batteries. And, you know, I guess it's just that time. I can't imagine it. They weren't that old.
It's kind of funny because we go through the same thing around here, and sometimes Gary will say, well, maybe it's probably the battery. Yeah. No, it's not the battery.
Right.
The battery, and I have
Right.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
I give up.
Right. No, I hear you. Boy. All right.
Or it'll happen the other way around, or I'll insist it's the battery. No, it's not the battery.
Right.
Yeah, but I want to talk a little bit. First of all, Johnny D, I commend you for trying that, because I've tried, and it's hard. I love the lyrics.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. It's just very well written and very true.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to think it. I'm trying to read it, and I'm like, I can't read that fast.
Exactly.
Because with Danny and the Junior,
Right.
You know, so it's very fast. So you got to, you know, slow it down some. So, you know, I'm trying to think, okay, well, you know, I can't read that fast. So I've got, if I'm going to do it at all, I got to memorize it.
Right, absolutely. Or just provide the background.
He's trying to read it on a little, and he's trying to read it on a little screen and trying to manipulate the screen.
Right.
and all of that. So, man, I wouldn't have had the nerve to try that. So, I commend you for doing that. That one stumbling point, that is, I can see where that's a stumbling point.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just not there. But when he was saying, shoot, when I heard the first part of it, I thought, oh, no, please don't.
Yeah, I know. Remember, this is going on the radio.
Right, exactly. And, of course, I'm not proofing them, so, yeah.
Right. So, anyway, I just wanted one request.
Yes.
I want to reply to the Too Fat Polka request.
Oh.
With...
Now, by the way,
It ain't the meat, it's the motion.
Oh, the swallow, sure. I have your Johnny Mercer. I just ran out of time today, but you'll hear it tomorrow night, strip poker.
I just wanted to answer that song with
It
that
ain't
one.
The meat, it's the motion. Make your daddy want to rock. It's the movement that gives it the suck. Yeah, I love them, the Swallows. Yeah, best thing that ever came out of Baltimore.
I love that song, and I have to admit I hate that Too Fat Polka. But anyway.
Well, you know... It's not so bad when Arthur Godfrey's not doing it. You know?
I guess not. I don't know. But, you know, being on the Rubenesque side, of course, I would not like that.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, I don't know. I've seen the people in the Oompa bands. I don't think they have any room to talk.
No, probably not.
Yeah. So,
from what I've heard.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it too much. You know,
I'm not huge. I'm just not skinny.
Yeah. And be proud of that.
Yeah, I am what I am.
Absolutely. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay,
bye. Right. All right, so now what's happened here, Sherry's going to have to call earlier tomorrow night. And she did call a while ago. She's been hanging on there, but I got a minute. So my minute is your minute, Sherry.
Okay, really quick, I'm going to... run them off. Johnny G, loved your song. Might call for a conference call with you about the bulletin, because ours has been not working since Easter. And the other thing is the guy with the laundry thing problem, Jim or James?
Jim.
And I think it's Florida.
No, he's in Wisconsin.
Oh, he is Wisconsin.
Yeah, Jim is in Richmond,
all right,
Wisconsin.
But, just quickly... there are some mom-and-pop shops, dry cleaner shops, that also do regular laundry, and they pay, and they charge you like $1 or $1.50 per pound, and they pick up and they drop off. And then there's also Tide stores, dry cleaning stores, that do the same thing, but I'm not sure if they pick up and drop off. So while he's deciding and he needs clean underwear, he can...
The problem is how small Richmond is. For instance, tonight I'm sitting here in Globe, and Miami Globe, there's no such thing as a dry cleaner, for instance. They just don't have it. And so I don't know. I know new Richmond, but Richmond itself, I'm not sure he's got a dry cleaner.
Well...
Oh, I'm off the air. Not necessarily.
Another small town next to it.
Don't kid yourself. I'm off the air. Call me tomorrow night. And that's a wrap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank you for calling. It was just terrific. Please do it again tomorrow night. We'll reconvene 21 hours from now on WGN Radio.